This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for the Talk Radio Countdown program to begin. As usual, we're here to go over the charts as the work was done for all of us by folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Go to talkers.com. You can find the list, find a lot of things that are going on in the world of talk radio. You can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television there as well, all because of the sound work and thinking of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So we're about to go through the top 10 stories of the week. And as I say, it's because of the research that has been done at the hands of the folks at Talkers. There's a list of people that have been discussed a whole lot this week. The last week of January, first part of February, in the focus. Michael, please go through our lists for us.
Thank you for this kind intro, and I will now give you the list that was designed at the hand of the people at Talkers, which has now set foot, if you'll pardon the mixed metaphor, on the top stories. At number 10, we have Super Bowl 53. At number 9, we have Venezuela unrest. At number 8, we have the Chris Christie book and the Brokaw assimilation comments. At number 7, we have the Virginia abortion bill controversy. At number 6, we have U.S.-China trade war, and that's tied with Huawei allegations. At number 5, 2020 presidential candidates are starting to line up, and there is the Democrats, what many people call a socialist agenda, that is raising eyebrows. At number 4, record Midwestern cold. And actually, it's more than just the Midwest. The whole country is cold. At number 3, Trump attacks the intel chief. At number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation. And at number 1, the border wall battle. Among the people in the top 10 list, we have Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski sharing number 10. We have Chris Christie and Tom Brokaw sharing the number 9 spot. Meng Wanzhou of the Huawei story is at number 8. Number 7, Kamala Harris and Howard Schultz share that slot. At number 6, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. At number 5, Dan Coats. Number 4, Robert Mueller. Number 3, Roger Stone. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Number 1, Donald J. Trump. Interesting week.
All right. So there it is. I want to know where you will be as the Super Bowl is playing over the weekend. Where will you be watching the Super Bowl?
I'll be watching it in front of my television.
In front of your TV?
Yeah, not in back of it. I'll be in front of my television looking at the screen going, yay!
Yay! You're going to be rooting for the Patriots, of course.
Absolutely, I'll be rooting for the Patriots. As will everybody. As will everybody in the city of New Orleans and the city of Boston. I think the Rams have no chance today because not only do they have everybody in New Orleans wishing them hate, but they have everybody in St. Louis wishing them hate.
Because they used to be in St. Louis.
They had great fans there that were left heartbroken as they pulled up stakes and went back to Los Angeles.
Heartbroken, really?
Wow. Oh sure. When teams leave cities where the fans are loyal for greener corporate commercial pastures,
right? Make more money,
have better deals, whatever. It's really a tough thing, and that's why I have the attitude. We've talked about this before, but it kind of applies to this topic. I'm a fair weather sports fan, and that is, if my team starts losing, they're not my team anymore. I don't have time for that. The long-suffering fan, that type of thing, you know.
Yeah.
I'd put up with the Pats for a couple of years if they had a rebuilding time, but if they started to become a crummy team, toodaloo. I don't have time.
Yeah, I mean,
because the teams are not loyal to their fans. The fans are not obligated to have tremendous loyalty to the teams. I don't think. I think it's a matter of put up or shut up.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What do you think?
The Patriots will put up. Well, I'm not a sports fan, so I'm not really the right one to ask. I think that I do pay attention to the. And just normally because I like to have a little fun with my colleagues on the air and people listening, so I say things that are nonsense mostly because I like to make it all look pretty silly, which it is in terms of football, the couple of teams with men trying to knock each other out or down, throwing a football around. So what at the end of the day is accomplished by this? Lots of advertisers spend a lot of money to be exposed on this show that will have 150 million people watching it around the world and $6 billion in wages in Las Vegas on who's going to win. And so it's big business. That's all it is.
You're right about everything you've said. I can't argue with you. However, there's another angle on this. And there's something about being a sports fan and rooting for certain teams and players that has a great psychological impact on a person and a community.
It's a rallying. It's
healthy.
People.
If you don't take it too seriously and don't, use it for your total life and ego or spend enormous amounts of money you can't afford on it, or get too caught up in it. It really can be a very healthy endeavor. And the Super Bowl is one of the last things in American culture here in the fractionalized world of the 21st century where you actually have a majority of the population, or at least a significant percentage of them, all tuned in to the same channel at the same time. I can't think of anything else. And I think there is a mystical component to that process.
Well, it used to be that there were weekly events like Mary Tyler Moore or Carol,
Carol
30,
Burnett.
30, 40 million people a week would watch those shows. And then there were, when the president would do an address, everybody would watch that. And now that we have 500 channels and all this product that's out there, you're lucky to get 6, 7, 8 million people watching our show as a hit or a program is considered well-watched if you get, as I said, 7, 8, maybe 9 million people to watch it.
Right.
That's changed. Everything has changed in that way. It's kind of like how we get our news and information. Everything is fractionalized.
Yep.
And maybe even how we get the opinions that are presented on News Talk radio programs that are fractionalized as well. We have subgroups within a subgroup that think, the Democrats, there's one group, and then there are the socialists on one side, the moderates on the other, and 20 people are going to run as socialists, and 5 people are going to run as even black dog Democrats.
Yeah.
But not black dog, blue dog. What do they call them?
Blue dogs.
Blue dogs, yeah. We have a way of pitching ourselves in a place that separates us rather than brings us together. So in this term, using your example, yes, it's a very good way of Americana coming together for a while in something positive versus what happened after September 11th when we all came together because of something negative. Although I think people who don't want to see either team win won't bother to watch at all. Probably.
Yeah. There's two groups. There are people that only love their own home team and
homers.
And don't care, and they don't watch it, or they're not interested in the teams. Then there are people who love the competition and love the spectacular nature of it, and they become a temporary fan.
Yeah.
Not with as much passion.
Hey,
Roadshow. They become a temporary fan of the team that...
Unlike that. I'd be happy to see the Patriots win. Like, I like the Red Sox to win. I don't pay much attention to basketball. Do you see, by the way, some of the salaries as an aside here this week? I don't want to spend all our time talking about sports, but I just was looking at the list of some of the salaries, these NBA guys, and somebody who plays for one of the teams is now a free agent, and 3 or 4 teams are looking at him to offer him $110 million for...
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
And there's another kid in high school like LeBron James who looks like he might be the next LeBron James, and they're trying to offer him $18 million. How does a kid who's 18 understand even what $18 million is?
Well, it ruins a lot of lives. There's a history of young people coming into fame and fortune.
Didn't ruin LeBron James, though. A lot of people thought it would. He was very smart and has, I don't think, fallen down that road.
After a couple of missteps in terms of his public relations, he actually has settled into being one of the elder statesmen of the National Basketball Association and of professional sports. He's looked upon now as a very wise, introspective man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Speaking of wise, Michael Harrison is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your living, your healthy living, with natural ways to shed weight without resorting to prescription diet pills. There is a substance. It's called collagen, and it is the main ingredient in Kellitrin, which comes either in capsule form or powdered form. You use this for weight loss, and I guarantee you'll be successful. Just follow the instructions on the bottle, and you will lose the weight, and you will keep it off. Not only does it get you to lose the weight, but because its main ingredient is collagen, it supports your joints, your skin, all the things. If you have arthritis, this will make a big difference in your life. So let's go to Kellitrin and see if we can't help you lose the weight without going on crazy exercise programs or diets, even worse. Go to toploss.com. Toploss.com, special 10% off deal if you use the code DJV. That's DJV, 10% off the product and a free bottle when you buy three of Kellitrin. It'll get you off the merry-go-round of weight gain, and you'll lose the weight. Take a while. It's not going to happen like some of these. I was listening to an ad for one of these products, 13 pounds in a week. Nope, not going to happen. It's not going to happen with Kellitrin. But the weight will come off safely, and it'll stay off. That's kind of really what you want, isn't it? Go to toploss.com. Experience Kellitrin for yourself. Been around for 30 years here in America, helping millions of people lose weight quietly. Toploss.com. Special DJV code. Save 10% off when you buy Kellitrin to lose the weight.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah. That's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back. The Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
The weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the air every week, 52 weeks a year. You'll always know what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get back to our conversation, the action here, the charts from Talkers Magazine. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. At the main core of our visits every week focuses on a discussion. Sometimes we are in the mode or the mood to discuss actual issues from the stories, whether you have picked us. So I think the border wall situation continues to be kind of what it has been, along with the investigation and
that's top of the chart. Those are the most talked about issues on radio.
Yeah, they are.
We didn't make that up. That's what's happening.
No. But did you think that's what I was saying?
No, not at all. What I'm saying is those are so. People, wonder, how we know all this, and it's
because you listen to the shows. And
we listen to the shows, and also I hate to say this, but there's a lot of sameness out there.
Yeah.
It's not
what I'm saying.
It ain't no mystery of what hits are being played on Top 40 radio and what subjects are being talked about on News Talk Radio.
Right, yeah. So one of the big hits this week outside of the political arena is the discussion of the cold and what has happened in global warming and that sort of thing, which galvanizes an audience to know. I mean, it's amazing, actually, to listen to some of these conversations. It has become, like everything else, though, Michael, very political. And it isn't political. Uh-huh. The reality is that it's not political at all.
It drives me crazy. It drives me crazy that it's only discussed on news talk radio and television from a political point of view. It makes me crazy because some of
the information
truth is lost.
Being there.
Yeah.
Why is it getting this way? There are reasons that are very solid, very scientific, and, if you get the blinders off. And so I guess maybe my thought or question to you is, how do people live? You listen to, maybe part of it is the callers. I've been listening to some of these shows lately who have a lot of calls. I remember some of the experts used to say, you got to have lots and lots of callers. But I listen to It kind of bothers me, actually, that the quality of the calls has gone down from when I used to take a lot of calls, when I was doing either individual shows like at KBC in Los Angeles or the Oh Good Day program. But it just... is it the screeners? You do a lot of live.
Well, I've been doing a lot of radio. I've been doing more and more and more radio than ever. I started a couple of years ago, wading back into it just to see what it was like. Yeah. And now I do several shows a week on rather big and important stations around the country. Yeah. And I have found there still are some very, very good callers, but unfortunately, there are callers who just read from the talking points list and they just see it as an opportunity to get on the soapbox, and they don't bring anything new to the table. Nothing. The callers that I love are the ones that bring new angles to the table that you get a sense when you're talking to them that they're a smart person, that they're not, you know, giving you fake information.
Right. But behind the scenes, isn't it important? A lot of the people that listen to this program, I hear from all the time, love it when you go behind the scenes.
Yes.
So talking about people getting on the air, how they get on the air, the phone rings and somebody, it isn't the host who puts them on the air, it's somebody who's going to do what we call screen. It's a call.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the screener's screen, the filter is so thick. In other words, in some places it's heavily screened, in other places it's just slightly screened. And a lot of it has to do with just the quality of how they speak, whether they call all the time, whether they have a hateful, stupid message. You know, this is an interesting topic. If you want, after the break, we can touch upon it and I can flesh it out a little bit more for you.
Yeah, you explain more how this all works so people know what the reality is of calling a talk radio program. Talk radio is the focus. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 28 past the hour.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Addison. I'm on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds, went to a size 42, and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce, and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Relief from the dangerously cold weather that's been gripping the Midwest and Northeast for the past several days is in sight. But today is still starting off bitterly cold across those regions, leading the Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer to say,
I just want to make sure that people understand the severity of the weather out there.
At least 21 fatalities have been blamed on the dangerously cold weather, but by tomorrow, places like Chicago, which have been experiencing wind chills of 40 and 50 below zero, will see 40 degrees or more on the thermometer.
There's not going to be any wall money in the legislation.
And comments like those from the Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have President Trump saying he doesn't have much confidence in the bipartisan talks about a border wall aiming to avert another government shutdown. He tells the New York Times yesterday that the negotiations are a waste of time. And this is USA Radio News.
cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Best of the best. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the king. Like Larry King was the king.
Is that like Burger King? Am I like the Burger King?
Yeah, you could wear one of those crowns. I think that would be good.
Yeah.
Actually, terrific. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen. So we were talking about how the world works behind the scenes. Sort of right. How the stew is made, the sausage is made. And so when you call 888-302-3684 to be on one of my programs, a screener, her name is Kara, answers the phone. And then what does she or he do, whoever is screening? What do the good talk radio professionals do in order to ensure the host is going to have an intelligent conversation? Or is that all out the window these days?
Well, it's not out the window. What it is it's different from station to station and show to show. Some screeners actually pre-interview the caller, so they have a very good idea of what the caller is talking about and whether the caller is cogent enough to go on the radio and make a presentation that has meaning. that is not just rambling or incoherent or incomprehensible, and maybe set them in the right direction, and also then be able to tip the host off on the computer screen as to what the topic will be, mm-hmm. and help line them up as to which way to go if there is a list of people. So there's that aspect of it. Another aspect.
Let me interrupt you for a second.
Sure.
So you're on the air. What information do you see, do you want to see, before you go on the air with a caller? I have my own little routine that Karen and I have, but I want to know what you, who's more likely to be discussing issues than am I, what are you looking for?
I want to know their name, where they're calling from, and what their topic is. Mm-hmm. I am fearless when it comes to taking callers. Yes. I don't worry about if they agree with me or not. I don't worry if they're right or they're wrong. I take them, and I come from the old school where I was sort of like a phone jock. I did shows that were only calls back in the day, and it was how you handled the callers that was the judgment of how good you were, as opposed to what philosophy you conveyed. And if I think a caller is a little bit out to lunch, I'll make fun of them in a way that's cute. I never try to hurt anybody.
You do still?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I had a woman the other day. I was on WTIC in Hartford. Yeah. And she was an older woman. And she goes, "Hello, Michael, it's nice to hear you." And her phone rings in the background. "Can you hang on a second? My phone is ringing." Now, some hosts would say, "Don't get off of my line. You're wasting our time." I said, "Who do you think is calling?" And she's yelling, "I don't know." And she gets on and she goes, "Hello, how are you?" I go, "Hurry up. I'm on the radio. You're leaving me dangling." It became a shtick.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. And then she came back and I said, "So what'd you call for?" She says, "I forgot." And it was entertaining.
Yeah.
How you handle the unknown as a host is part of how good you are. And I'm not saying I'm so good, but, geez, I'm very experienced, okay? Mm-hmm. You put somebody on who's a ex-politician or somebody who was a television star and they've never done radio, and they get rattled
if
the caller is not cookie-cutter set for them.
Yeah.
You know, so it there's a million ways to do it, but it's based upon the premise that the caller is as important to the show as the host, that it's like the record you play. It's an element
mm-hmm.
because people have a lot of other things to do, and it's harder to get good calls today than it was in 1980
yes.
or 1990 because people
yep.
have their own platforms. They have their own Facebook pages. They have their
podcasts.
Own Twitter accounts,
Facebook.
Podcasts. People publish their own books. So it's not like, oh, my gosh, I have to write a letter to the editor or I have to call a radio station to get my burning point of view out there to the public. And it's harder to get calls. And that also loosens it up a little bit, whereas the screeners determine if there are no calls at all coming in, which, believe it or not, sometimes happens, even on big stations.
Oh, sure it does.
A bad caller is more likely to get on so that the talk show host doesn't sound like they're... there's nobody listening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole other issue, too.
Yep, it sure is. Well, that's why I kind of don't do... the stuff that I do now doesn't really involve callers. Any of the various shows that I do, I rely on people like you who have something to say all the time. The people on the DJV program, the three women that are on with me, always have something to say. And it makes, that you can agree or disagree with whatever their point of view is, depending on your point of view. And I think that's what keeps it moving. Plus, we have fun. And
mm-hmm.
if you know people, you're more likely to engage. And if the audience knows them and likes them, they want to engage with them as well. Whereas a random caller these days, because they really aren't that good for the most part, and they are one of the things, another one of the insides, and then we'll move on to some other stuff. There's an age barrier here that many programmers are conscious of. Because of, like, a call, as you just described, would appeal perhaps to somebody who's older, whereas mm-hmm. somebody younger listening to that would become impatient and hit the button and move on to something else because they wouldn't get... there's a prejudice at age. There's a prejudice in voices and that sort of thing. Like it or not, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's the world. That's the way it is.
Well, ageism is pervasive. In spite of the fact that our society has such a large upper demographic population, that is, by the way, quite intelligent, affluent, and active. There still is in the media, which is dominated by advertising agencies, there is a prejudice against older voices, older ideas, references to the past, history. Anything that, God forbid, will make you sound like you're old. And that, I think, is a very foolish, unjust, and ineffectual concept. I think that we have to get over that.
The specialists, however, I can remember the late Joy Brown, who was one of our favorites. You and I both loved her. A woman called once, said her husband claimed that he was working late and every weekend. But she noticed lipstick stains on his collar. And
I can picture Joy saying, "Hey, Cookie, you'd better get a new husband."
That's about what it is. Yeah. I think she said something like, "Your husband's a bum. He's cheating on you, and why the hell don't you throw him out?"
Exactly.
You know, and that was friendly neighborly advice from her.
Yep.
There aren't many good, just as an aside, there aren't many, since she's gone and Laura went over to Sirius XM, we don't have any of those.
Well, this is because of the domination of conservative political talk as a format. You still have Dave Ramsey, you still have, I'm blanking on him, the great fellow out of Atlanta, the consumer advocate.
Neil, I know him.
Yeah,
he's great.
What's his name?
His glasses.
I don't want to start Googling. I hate when this happens. It's live radio, folks. We're people.
Yeah,
He's a cool guy. You still have some of these, but
they're real wonky guys.
I remember I met him one time at a convention, and the first thing I said, "Hi, I'm Michael Harris." I said, "Hey, hi, I'm whatever my name is." And it was in San Francisco. He said, "Did you fly in?" I said, "Yeah." And the first thing out of his mouth was, "Did you get a good deal?" Saying.
Yeah, huh? Right, exactly.
Did you get a good deal? So I'm embarrassed. I'm just look at my phone here, my smartphone. I should start getting
Clark Howard.
Clark Howard. Oh my God! Do you look drawing a blank? You know, I used to be fearful that I would draw a blank when I was 12 years old, going in to take tests in school. So you know, drawing a blank could happen to anybody. But
you want to know how I got the answer? There's somebody listening.
Yeah,
the program director who loves this program. His name is Kylie Bailey. Bailey in he's the program director at KQEN.
Right.
And he just as I was Googling it and came up on screen, he sent me an email and it had Clark Howard's name on it. So
there you go. That's a form of interaction.
Yeah,
that's
entertaining.
You know,
good.
Yeah, it is.
Kyle, thank you.
There had to be people out there loving the fact that you and I were both dangling on a string and neither of us could remember the guy's name.
Right. And here we are, the biggest pros in the business.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. All right, 44 past the hour. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's a way to change your life. If you're not feeling well, you got a lot of problem with gas, your stomach's upset all the time, you're bloating, got constipation, listen. Your system's backed up, and it's uncomfortable. I know. I've been there, done that. A lot of people resort to regular use of some of those over-the-counter laxatives, but these have a very harsh effect on your body, on your innards, and sometimes they make things worse than they are. So, of course, Doug is going to suggest to you that there is an alternative to that, and there is. It's called Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea maintains your health. If you have a problem, let's get your body normalized, neutralized, cleanse the intruders from your body, reduce constipation, maintain great digestion, all with Life Change Tea. It is a combination of all natural, organic, herbal teas that are made, grown and made in the USA. Now, the only way to get them is to go to getthetea.com. Special formula helps support your body. You got acid reflux. You got excess gas. Come on. Let's get on board. Get your unhealthy colon straightened out. Get your stomach back on track. Let's feel good again. A cup of Life Change Tea. I have one every day. It'll help you out. It really will. GetTheTea.com is the website to go. Use the code DJD and they'll ship your tea to you free. Life Change Tea changes your life, changes how your body is working. Get it only now at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJD for free shipping.
This report is brought to you by Toyota. Toyota introduces the new 2019 Corolla hatchback. The fun-to-drive model evokes style without compromise while boosting Toyota's newest, most technologically advanced features in a small car. With its lengthy list of standard features that includes Intune 3.0 with Apple CarPlay and Amazon Alexa connectivity, a revised Sport 2 suspension, and Toyota Safety Sense 2.0, Corolla hatchback strikes a resounding chord with drivers who value authenticity, utility, safety, and style. Peter Greenberg, Emmy-winning investigative reporter.
I grew up driving a small stick-shift car with no power. It was a struggle. But what I've discovered with the Corolla hatchback is a powerful manual transmission car with surprising balance. It's fun to drive and can actually haul all of my stuff for a road trip that gets me there and back on just one tank of gas, not to mention accessibility to the affordable destinations I write about.
For more, visit Toyota.com.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now, it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
Michael Harrison does the MH interview every week. You can see it highlighted at talkers.com with all the stories we're talking about. Also, you find it recorded, mhinterview.com. This week, one of my favorites, one of the people I've worked with more, you as well, over the years we've been doing this, we're all contemporaries, David Bernstein, who's programmed, you could argue that he's programmed the best talk radio stations in the country.
Right, and he was your co-MC at the recent Talkers Conference. David is the guest. He is also a professor of communications at Caldwell College in New Jersey. And we talk about what it's like to teach communications in the 21st century to 20-year-olds. And he has some interesting insights. Interesting insights. Well, 20-year-olds are natives of the 21st century, and we are natives of the 20th century. So, you know, we're immigrants here.
I was looking at, we were talking about Clark Howard, and I like the guy. He does a great radio program. Because he's in Atlanta, all of his conversation this week has been about the Super Bowl being there and how much money, because he's a money guy, how much it's cost the city. You know, he started with a $2.5 billion Atlanta paid for the sports stadium. Is it paying off? And his answer is no.
So, well, he has a local following as well at WSB. And the Super Bowl is a cornucopia of topics for a guy like that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Absolutely. All right, that's that story. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers. Talkers.com is where you get all the info. Happy to have you here as usual, Michael. Thank you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with a visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the lawyer and college professor who is our expert on the items that are in the countdown story list, conversations that ramifications, I guess, the connection to legal battles, that sort of thing. Yeah, I have an aside before we go to the list of three or four on the list, but there's a story that has been brewing about a school in Sacramento, California, where they allowed a teacher to wear blackface during an African history lesson, because this is, we're into African-American, what, Black History Month?
Yeah, Black
and
History
so
Month.
Some of the people in the community said they were offended they were going to sue the school. This is a private school. So can you do that? I mean, first of all, why are you so stupid as to think that this is suable? But they feel aggrieved, so they're suing the school and the teacher.
So, yeah, I'm not even sure the purpose of suing for what.
They say they emotionally been harmed. That's it.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because in law school they teach you how to sue people. I had a teacher professor who later became a judge said when something goes into a lawsuit, it's an admission of failure that people can't resolve their differences in a civilized fashion. I really don't see much in the way here of grounds for a lawsuit, nor do I think it's the way to, you know, for people to communicate in that fashion about something that may be meaningful to both sides, you know.
What about the
change?
What about the team suing? Is there any precedent for a team suing, like the New Orleans Saints getting upset because they lost a chance to go to the Super Bowl, and they think the refs were to blame, Any legal action there, or is it just a lot of smoke and talk?
No, yeah, I mean, they can, you know, they can argue all they want. When you say, can somebody sue? Sure, if somebody can go into court, they'll get thrown out with a motion to dismiss. You know, it was a bad call. Hey, there were other bad calls during the game. That was the last one. You know, this is something that just happens.
It is something that happens. All right, one of the items on here, number 7, the Virginia abortion bill. And what that's all about legally? Where does that take one who lives in Virginia?
It's really, frankly, it's the proverbial tempest in a teapot. It's soundbites. This is a late abortion bill, and they already have a law in Virginia for late term abortions, and they wanted to modify some of the language. First of all, it's not going to pass the Republican legislature there anyway. But there were some questions of people, the governor and someone who sponsored it, and saying, well, what happens if a woman on the delivery table asks for an abortion? Well, it's a nonsensical question that doesn't happen. You know, the changes in the law, and people could differ, certainly. Abortion is very difficult to find a middle ground, because you have someone considering a woman's right to choose in her body and someone saying it's murder. But the bottom line is this one is misreading what some people said about situations where the bill would apply, where it never would occur. And so I think it's just, again, unfortunately, people not willing to listen to each other.
All right, how do we deal with this Huawei, I think that's how you pronounce it, Huawei?
Yeah, I am never sure about that, and I'm so glad you asked about that. I spent an hour on this in my white collar crime class. It's absolutely fascinating on so many different levels. You've got Huawei is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, telecom companies in the world. It's based in China. Chinese law says that all companies have to assist the government in governmental aims. So there are plenty of governments, including ours, that are trying to ban Huawei from selling in the United States because they don't want our data to go over there. They also broke sanctions of dealing with Iran, along with HSBC, a big English bank that has gotten away with this before. They're also stealing trade secrets, which many Chinese companies do. And then you've got issues of extraditing the CFO, who's the daughter of the founder of the company. She's presently arrested in Canada, creating an international incident between Canada and China. Ah, it does my heart proud.
That's a great thing for the classroom, though. It is great, real, what do they call them, teachable moments. Stephen, J.J. Wiseman, lawyer here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Steve, thanks for being here. It's 59 past the hour on the Countdown.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.